8E, discussion and vote on reimbursement of Jeanette Hopp for $126 for office supplies and copies being made on behalf of the VNNC. I am happy to put this on the agenda as is. However, the paperwork is not complete, so come next Wednesday, if we don't have the paperwork complete, we can't vote on it. But this goes hand in hand with F, which is established procedure for reimbursements of council members and process thereof. The only thing with this is somebody that wants to be reimbursed, another council person has to put it on the agenda for ethics reasons. That's why I'm putting this on. I would hope we could pass 8E and then see if she's got her paperwork in order. And then with 8F, we'll send that information and language down to downtown and see what they send back to us. So without objection, 8E, discussion and vote on the reimbursement of $100.26 for office supplies. I make a motion that we adopt it as is. With that, I call for the vote.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Passes.
Very good. 8F, the established procedure for reimbursements of council members and process thereof. With this being on the agenda, I can send this language to downtown and the powers that be and see what they say is the official legal process of this. I know there's sections of the treasurer's handbook that address this, but I want it to be out in the air so we all know exactly what the procedure is. Without objection, 8F, established procedure for reimbursements of council members and process thereof, I make a motion we adopt the language as is.
Seconded. I did take the training last week, and it's pretty cut and dry is how it has to be. There has to be an established vote count, the exact vote count, yeas, nays, abstentions, absentees.
On whether the council person gets reimbursed.
Correct.
With all the receipts being in before.
Correct.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and do this. A reimbursement for me was denied because of a lack of a council vote, when in fact we turned that in. It was what we turned in.
When we were with Merlo?
Yes.
Now have you been reimbursed yet?
No. No, it's denied and returned.
Okay. Well, then I would entertain a motion to resubmit Mr. Benjamin's reimbursement as part of all of this that we're doing. None of the things that went through, weren't there three or four things?
Everything went through except for the last one that we turned in that day.
Okay, so let's put 8F on the agenda, and then I will make a motion to reimburse Mr. Benjamin, the one that got rejected. So on 8F, I make a motion we adopt the language as is.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Aye. Pass.
Okay, so now right under this one, I make a motion that we reimburse Vice President Benjamin. Do you remember how much it was?
I believe it was $21 and change.
$21.
And 63 cents, if I'm
honest. 21.63.
Oh, I have it here.
I make a motion we reimburse Vice President Benjamin $21.63 and resubmit the previous paperwork. I think that language should suffice.
If not, the legend. It's 21.78.
21.78. All right. So my motion is basically, the language is reimburse Vice President Benjamin $21.78 and resubmit the previous paperwork that was rejected by Dunn. Do I have a second? Mr. Lazarevitz seconds it. Mr. Secretary, I call for the vote.
Just a second. Okay, President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
I recuse.
Just a second while we do this. Okay. Mr. Hendry, aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
It passes.
All right, so that is on the agenda. Moving down the list, 8G. Councilmember Kerkorian is inviting all of the neighborhood councils in the district to a special movie night at North Hollywood Park. The date is to be determined. Kerkorian's office is asking for each neighborhood council to contribute $200 towards food for this event. The VNNC to assist in funding this event not to exceed $200. I make a motion we adopt the language as is.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote. Mr. Secretary.
Catching up, just a second. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Aye, it passes.
Very good. 8H, update and information from Kelly Tyler on Van Nuys Library happenings. I know Penelope emailed me in regards to this. Is 15 minutes enough for Ms. Tyler? And is that language sufficient? It's kind of generic. Update and information from Kelly Tyler on Van Nuys Library happenings. Okay. It looks like July 4th, we're not going to be able to pull it off just because of all the paperwork and the process that it's if we started planning next year's July 4th, we could do it starting like now. But it was an idea that we will make happen, but probably not this year. My proposal would be your Kids Day, that we work with the library and have a celebration on Derek and Maria's Kids Day, that we work with Kelly Tyler, who has all the permits, and then Kerkorian's office, who has a deal with Disney, will celebrate the first annual Kids Day in Van Nuys on that Sunday, the first Sunday in August. So we transfer our hope and ideas of the July 4th party to the Sunday, the Kids Day in August, and then we start the process for next year's July 4th.
There was $2,500 put aside for the July 4th event. Was there not?
There was. We did allocate that, and that can go right to Kids Day. Oh, I mean, unless we would want to use it somewhere else, but, I mean, we could have a pretty happening event.
Now that gives the council $2,500 extra.
Okay, and then... Do you have kind of like a little paragraph or a briefing on what they do in Korea on Kids Day? Because that's kind of what we based it on. Thank you very much, Derek. So without objection, 8H, updated information from Kelly Tyler on Van Nuys Library happenings. I make a motion we adopt the language as is.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote. Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Aye.
Passes.
Very good. Next up, we have 8I, three strikes and you're out, update on the procedure for being banned from VNNC meetings. Daniel Luna, I asked him to contact our city attorney in regards to this, and he did. He did a very good job. He's got 5 minutes for us on the proper procedures on this. So without objection, I make a motion we adopt 8I as is and hear from Councilmember Luna next Wednesday.
Second.
With that, I call for the vote. Mr. Secretary.
Just a second. Okay. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Passes.
Very good. 8J, update on child and sex trafficking summit with the LAPD, the FBI, and the United Nations. And we're going to have ICE involved and Homeland Security. I spoke with Mr. Lazarevitz before the meeting started. We're going to come up with a nice little paragraph and then a who, what, when, where, how, why that we can send out to invite people. And we should have an update on this next week. So without objection, I make a motion to adopt the language as is, 8J. So with that, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Mr. Ozervitz?
Yes.
Passes.
Very good. 8K, update and progress report on the health fair partnership with Councilwoman Nuri Martinez. We are looking to partner with the council office on a health fair the last weekend or second to last weekend in October at the Japanese Gardens in Lake Balboa. Basically, she is looking to work with us on this. It's going to be a great event, and Howard is going to be our point person with this, and Linda Levitan over at the council office, who's done this for years. Basically, I mean, even though it is in Lake Balboa, it's part of our sphere of influence. We can have an update for you next week. So with that, I make a motion we adopt the language as is. 8K, update and progress report on health fair partnership with Councilwoman Martinez.
Seconded.
I call for the vote.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Ozervitz?
Yes.
Passes.
Very good. Now getting into additional items. A couple of things. I know Derek had something for the agenda. I can pull up that exact language. Also, in regards to what Derek's putting on the agenda, the people downtown, Amber Meshack, also suggested that we put a standing rule to vote on the agenda, which basically says a council person can speak on their own behalf, but cannot represent the entire council's position on certain issues. I know we're going to be going through with what Derek wants on the agenda, and I at length discussed with Ms. Meshack the fact that it's entirely possible that Ms. Hopp just was confused and misrepresented this council's position on the fire station, or misspoke and was saying that the council office is for it and not the council. I don't have the exact language. I didn't hear the tape recording.
I have the exact language in transcript.
Okay.
For the board.
Perfect.
In addition to the 50 signatures that are needed in surplus of 145.
Okay, so then what I'm going to do is we're going to put Derek's language on the agenda, and then we're also going to put the vote on the standing rule on the agenda also, which basically says a council person can represent themselves as a Van Nuys council person all they want, but cannot speak on behalf of the entire board unless elected to do so, is kind of what she said. But I mean, it's really whatever language we hash out right now.
The simpler the better.
The more generic?
Yes. This one, they're not going to be any questions.
Okay, so, and in this, it'll be, you know, basically your opportunity to, minus what happened with Ms. Hopp in the fire station, for us to establish a standing rule saying, you know, whoever it happens to be can't go around and represent the entire board's position without us specifically electing them to do so for a specific event. So let me see if I can find your language, Derek. Here we go. Sure. This is the exact email. George, here's the wording for our general meeting for the removal of Mrs. Hopp. I will be attending the executive meeting to deliver the 50 signatures needed to move ahead for a board vote. Removal of board member pursuant to VNNC bylaws, Article 5, Section 9, a vote by secret ballot by the VNNC for the removal of Jeanette Hopp from the VNNC board for said board member's actions Wednesday, May 14, 2014, during the Board of Public Works recorded meeting where said board member deliberately misrepresented the VNNC during public testimony. Penelope.
We are not allowed
to receive.
Correct. So it's going to have to be.
Why are we not allowed to have a
secret vote? According to the Brown Act, all votes have to be out in the open.
And we did have a whole thing years ago with when Lydia and Jamie ran for president against each other. And
that's fine. Can we have not a secret vote, but a written vote where everyone would turn in their actual...
I think it has to be exactly...
It has to be recorded on this form.
Right.
As to how each individual member voted.
For everyone to turn their vote in, and it can be looked at, but just so we have official on paper what everyone's vote was. Instead of everyone going down the line and raising their hand and Ms. Hobbs in the room and sparing her any type of embarrassment, this should be handled in a conservative and professional fashion.
Yeah, but at the same time, like because of the Brown Act, I think we actually have to do a...
You're behind it. I'm saying everyone will turn in and then their names will be clearly stated how they voted. It's just written. That's all.
It's on the
recording. Yeah. It is recorded.
No, I know. It's going to be recorded on a piece of paper. And
it
turned in...
It has to be recorded on tape.
Not every member of council records.
I understand that, but they're in violation of the Brown Act if they do not.
Yeah, we do it to be on the safe side. Ms. Schertzer.
Yes, there should be no there should be nothing in place that would hinder transparency and full disclosure, and the council members should be stand by their vote and have it available for the public to know where you stand, just like they do downtown.
Candito.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, this one was very difficult for me, but when I saw what happened at the last meeting and the refusal to admit or to at least apologize for the things that I said, I just had to go along with Derek, and because I think we should have an open vote, and I think that we'll reflect on the rest of the members, and if it fails, whichever way the vote goes, the council people will then be responsible. Council people will be accountable by saying we can hold account and say, wait a minute, you voted this way or you didn't vote that way. I mean, there's just too many things happening with neighborhood council members throughout the city, and a lot of them are doing some crazy stuff, and we need to rein it in. So,
and also, just to make the point, it's no secret that me and Ms. Hopper are friends. And she was a very integral part of my campaign, and she was there for me, and we have a friendship. But what she did was wrong, and it's just, like, I would treat any friend the same way. If they messed up and they did something wrong of this magnitude, I'd be going through the same procedures. This is nothing to do with any ill feelings between me and Ms. Hopper are friends, but she did wrong, and this is the accountability.
I agree, yeah. Maria.
I don't know too much about what happened. I know she discussed something that wasn't supposed to be discussed or whatever the situation may be. But I think I've addressed it to you a few times, George, to speak to her. One was when she even applied and told his wife that him and I was doing something. Or I was jealous of another woman being around him when his campaign thing. I still say nothing. Even when the reason why I stepped down is second when she said on tape she's going to make me slap the F out of her, or something like that. Even when she told the other board member where your husband had passed away, I heard he was nothing but a sugar daddy. You know, it's little bitty things like that could really get us in trouble. So you have not heard me go to her and address her. I've never disrespect her. I've never did any, okay, except for that, and no call. But other than that, since then, you heard me be quiet. I've never said anything. And when I got on the mic and stepped me on the second signature, I never told who was on tape that said that. I never said anything.
No, I remember. So then, well, we will let.
The thing though is that this is not an isolated incident. There is many cases, but this is the incident that is being reviewed.
So then, what we can put on the agenda is the exact language, but it'll say removal of board member pursuant to VNNC bylaws, Article 5, Section 9, a recorded vote by the VNNC, and then the rest of your language looks just fine. So without objection, I make a motion that we adopt Derek's language with the amendment of, instead of a vote by secret ballot, a recorded vote by the VNNC. All right, I call for the vote.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Aye.
Passes.
Okay, so then, guys, on this, the second thing, which is the standing rule, let me read to you the Sturgis Standard Code of Parliamentary Procedure. Special and standing rules. Organizations sometimes adopt rules of procedure that add to or vary from the rules of parliamentary law as stated in their parliamentary authority. The rules that are temporarily and intended to meet the rules that are temporary and intended to meet a current or special situation are termed special rules. The rules that are intended to stand until revoked are termed standing rules. Organizations have the right to adopt special or standing rules by majority vote without notice and to abolish them in the same manner. My suggestion, which came from Meshack, Amber Meshack downtown, was that we establish a standing rule saying, and we can make the language as generic as possible, that council members are allowed to represent themselves as Van Nuys neighborhood council members and take whatever position they want on whatever issue it is, but they cannot represent the entire board or the entire board's position unless elected to do so for a specific event. So I don't know how we can hammer out that language, but
I think the language you just said, which has been recorded, is fine.
Okay, so then without objection, the gist of it is even me as the president or Howard as the vice president, we can take whatever position we want as just a council person. But if we are going to the, you know, the parliament of Czechoslovakia,
any higher body,
okay, we would have to have the council elect us to represent them for that specific event. Is that fair enough? And a standing rule that we just have, period?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So without objection, I make a motion that we adopt setting up that standing rule.
Second.
All right. Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. Pass.
Very good. For more additional items, we have Carino's and Jerry's Plum Committee, which is pretty hip and happening as far as committees go. They have got a whole bunch of stuff that came out. Everything minus one. Mm-hmm. Let me see. I had it up. So basically, and we'll just go down the list for the sake of being officially official. The first one is 14401 Valerio Street, asking letter of support, the change in the R1 zone into an RD1.5 zone for a small lot subdivision. Planning committee asks at the previous meeting to outreach to the neighbors for their input, reduce the amount of units to allow for guest parking in open space, and revise the design of exterior elevations. Without objection, this came out of the Plum Committee as is. I make a motion we put it on our general agenda as is.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz.
Yes.
Very good. Number two, the River Project, presentation of the River Project, asking the VNNC to write a motion letter to the mayor and council representatives in our district area, a citywide program to get communities from different council districts to capture, conserve, and reuse water in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, by converting usable or contaminated water away from storm drains and the LA River that flows into the ocean. Jessica Sanchez will explain different ways to conserve water by gray water systems, collecting cisterns, and other means of reusing water. Jessica, do you have 2 minutes to brief us real quick, and then we'll put this on the agenda?
Thank you for having me. So the Water LA project we're doing right now is a residential rainwater harvesting project that shows residents how to capture, conserve, and reuse water on their own property through six key strategies. They are rain tanks and cisterns, rain gardens and rain grading, parkway retrofits, permeable paving, gray water, and infiltration trenches. So what we're doing is going to different neighborhood councils right now and asking for a letter of support to bring Water LA to your neighborhood. We've already done this in Panorama City and in Studio City. We're just wrapping up in Panorama City. And this week, our MOU to make parkway retrofits, the curb cuts that we presented at Plum, legal in Los Angeles. Arizona has been doing them for a while now. So, yep.
Questions? Anyone? Karina.
Jessica did a presentation. I would like her to do that presentation for the general.
Without objection. So ordered. Do we want to adopt the language as is and put it on the agenda?
Seconded.
Very good. Mr. Secretary for the River Project.
Okay. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Mr. Lazarevitz.
Very good. See you in 8 days, Jessica.
Thank you.
All right. The next thing coming out of the Plum Committee is 6815 North Noble Avenue, a conditional use wireless telecommunications facility, asking for a letter of support, requesting conditional use for a roof-mounted wireless telecommunications facility, antennas, and associated equipment screen from view behind three new 10-foot-high concealment enclosures integrated into existing building design. I make a motion we adopt the language as is.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote.
Okay, President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Pass.
Very good. The next thing out of the Plum Committee is 6833 Van Nuys Boulevard, conditional use permit to extend hours of operation, asking a letter of support, tenant improvement for new Starbucks coffee and an existing Arby's restaurant drive-through, no increase in area or change of use. Extend the hours of operation for Starbucks coffee. Commercial corner hours of operation are 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Starbucks is requesting operating hours from 4:30 a.m. to 12 midnight. This came out of the Plum Committee just fine?
Yes.
Candito.
This is the Arby location on Van Nuys Boulevard, so we're actually getting a big top store coming into it.
Cool. Without objection, I make a motion we adopt the language as is.
Seconded.
I call for the vote, Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Pass.
Very good. The last and final thing from the Planning and Land Use Committee is 6908 Vesper Avenue, request to action for a community impact statement on the proposed property. The VNNC Plum Committee board members to vote on the non-support of case number DIR 2013-3200DB and to be submitted to the Planning Department as well as to the attention of Councilwoman Martinez and Chief of Staff Jim D'Antona. Ms. Schertzer, this is your baby. It came out of the Plum Committee just fine?
Yes.
And I have no objection to it. Do I make a motion we adopt the language as is?
Second.
With that, I call for the vote.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz? Pass.
Very good. Does anybody else have anything else for the agenda? Mr. Vice President.
Okay, we voted on creating, we brought up the fact that we should have a standing committee to address a community impact statement on the vendor issue in Los Angeles as it is before the city council right now. The amendment to that would be with a sunset clause so that this is a 90-day standing committee rather than in perpetuity. So the issue is, will the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council take a position on the possibility of legalizing vendors within the city of Los Angeles, street vendors within the city of Los Angeles, with a sunset clause, creating a standing committee.
So the official language would be create a special committee or a standing committee?
Let's call it a special committee because okay. Standing committees would be Parks and Rec and all that other stuff.
Okay, so create a special committee with a 90-day sunset clause addressing street vending in Los Angeles.
Correct.
Anything more?
That would be
it. Is 90 days enough?
Because yes. They're well, acting
it
on
it. It comes before a vote in 60, so 90 days would be 30 days past the vote.
Okay, so the motion is create a special committee with a 90-day sunset clause addressing street vending in Los Angeles. I make a motion we adopt the language.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Secretary, Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Pass.
This is something that was brought up at the general meeting that I said that I would chair.
Very good. Thank you for your work on this. Candito Meraz has a public speaker card in on item L, so we're...
This is you said additional things for the agenda.
That's what we're on right now. Okay. We're on L.
I want to put on Ms. Benavides' dedication at the Nuevo Park / St. Elizabeth Bendy issue. In regards to Ms. Benavides, spoke with the councilwoman and Mr. D'Antona. They are moving quickly now to see if we can approve this. So we do hopefully see it by September. I'm really pleased because this councilwoman has done more than the previous. And even though it's moved slowly, things are moving. There's been contact. There's been. I think this is a great way to honor a great woman. And as far as any expenditure, we have donors that are willing to donate everything from hot dog sellers to bands, everything. Everything. Is basically going to be a free meeting. It's going to be a big event. Whether we hold it at Delano or we hold it at St. Elizabeth, we're hoping to draw in 3,000. And Mr. President, we'd like to have the councilwoman, yourself, and Mr. Garcetti. I've already spoken with him. But if he can, we have a day he said he will attend that, so he'd be one of the speakers on that. In regards to the vendor, the last meeting was suggested by Lynn Levitan that we go find the signs or that we find something that states that around this cathedral that no vending allowed. Well, I contacted the bishop's assistant, and he responded back to me, and I told him what we wanted to do. And he made a suggestion, and which worked out great, was that he asked me to contact former councilman Mike Hernandez, and I know him really well. So I did contact him, and he's going to find the whole process and procedure how they did it, so that even though we know that you're talking about setting up a citywide vending, if we're able to already create something in Van Nuys, it can be used as part of the model, or it can be, because a lot of times other councilmen will work around the issue because they don't want that happening in their council. But Van Nuys needs a no vending issue. And St. Elizabeth all the way to Van Nuys Boulevard is horrendous, and it's got to stop. It's getting worse, and so this is a way that we're going to move forward. And so if you could place it together, so we could have myself and Mr. D'Antona give some update on that.
All right, do you want to make it two separate things? Or, I mean, the language. So how is this language? Ms. Benavides' dedication at Delano Park, as well as establish a no-vending zone around St. Elizabeth Church. I have no objection to that. I make a motion we adopt that language as is.
Seconded.
Mr. Secretary?
Just a second. Okay, President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Aye.
Mr. President, for an additional item to be added, the budget advocates are requesting that all neighborhood councils do a community impact statement stating that they support the budget advocates' white paper and that they recommend the committee for finance, or was it finance and... What's the committee called for...
Budget and finance?
Finance. Budget and finance... adopt the budget advocate white paper.
Okay. Give me a second. I mean, we could just adopt it as the general counsel, too.
They just want a community tax statement.
Okay, so budget advocates are requesting a CIS... in regards to the budget advocate white paper and recommendation that the Budget and Finance Committee adopt the white paper
Correct.
As is.
And also, if we can put in maybe a second sentence on that, that the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council supports that document.
The VNNC supports the Budget Advocates white paper. I have no objection to that. I make a motion. We adopt Derek's language as is. Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry? Aye. Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes.
Pass.
All right. Any additional items?
Question?
Mr. Secretary.
I have Mr. Rileko's petition of removal for Ms. Hopp. I do not know what we should do with it at the moment, but what discussion would the President make?
We're going to vote on it. We put it on the agenda. We can turn it over to Howard and Carino to scan it and put it up on our website. So we have the people that signed it, and for full disclosure.
There's also four appendix in the back as well. So there's a complete description on what everyone signed, and then there's four appendix in the back. The bullet points of what was said, the full transcript is appendix 2, and then appendix 3 is the bylaws, and then appendix 4 is the actual minutes from our meeting where the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council supported.
Has the city attorney been carbon copied on this?
They have not.
That's something you should do immediately.
That's a good recommendation. I'll do that tonight.
So, I'll get to you in a second, Maria.
Was that recorded where Member Fuleko just said the full council supported what?
The issue is Ms. Hopp went to the Board of Public Works.
She made a statement, which I believe is dubious.
In the back where it was, the minutes are in the last appendix, appendix D.
And you said what? The full neighborhood council supported what?
The opposed movement of the fire station. It's on the minutes.
Yes, but you said the full neighborhood council supported it.
Yeah, I mean, if we...
That was there that they supported it.
I mean, not to get lawyerly or split hairs, but Maria does have a good point. If we're going to be poring over what every word of everyone is saying, then she's completely justified in saying that we shouldn't put the full council, because it sounds like the majority. Okay.
Just speaking in the text, it's just the unedited minutes.
The majority of the council supported the community impact statement. Okay.
The majority of the votes taken, not the majority of the council.
That's what Mr. Hendry is looking into, is the exact vote count that was taken. He's going to review that on the DVD to make sure that there was 51% of the attended members that voted for it. As I remember it, and I could be wrong, I believe that it was 8-4 and a combination of 8 abstaining.
And voting no?
No.
And also there was 2 community impact statements.
January and April.
Correct.
So do you have all of this? All of this emailable?
Yes.
Okay, so my recommendation would be to email what you have to Carino and Howard so they can get it up on the website, and then let's loop in a Lois Phillips, our city attorney, and have them give us the exact process, or at least hear what they have to say about this. But
do you want it in a PDF?
Yes. It could be better.
If you can.
Yeah. So it could be downloaded and people have a copy of it.
I already actually have an PDF, so I just got to send it.
Perfect.
Very good. Very good work, Derek.
The city attorney, what's your
name? Lois.
A-L-O-I-S.
Phillips.
Phillips.
You know what I'll do is I will email both of you right now so you have the email.
Oh, thank you.
And Maria.
Tell about something totally different.
I don't see why not.
So I'm going to either say what I...
Oh, yes, you're two. Yes, very good, very good. Okay, so the city attorney basically wants 2 or 3 sentences for us to vote on funding. So we have allocated, I think we came up with 500 each, right? So give me the language for the first one.
I'm sorry, I didn't know to agree. I just wrote something real quick. Okay.
What do you got?
Today's executive meeting, I was told that there was 1361, sorry, I'm wrong, 1361 left in a budget. I'm asking for 500 for Delano Park and 500 for Van Nuys Park. The money is for balls and other items for the kids. The park staff with a payment for uniforms and our payments for parents that need help for their kids that won't feel left out, that want to play. Some parents can't afford to have more than one child play sports at a time. So what they do is, if you need help, even with your one, they will help you. If you have two or more kids, they'll, you know, help you pay for that too. Because some parents will say, well, I'll let one kid play one sport, and then next season the next kid will play.
That is more than two sentences. So I have VNNC funding for Delano Park not to exceed $500. Let's break these into two separate funding issues because that's the right thing to do. And okay, basketball, sports, uniforms, soccer, bocce ball, lawn bowling, soccer,
weightlifting,
balls and recreation equipment. And give me one more
qualification for each one of them.
And well, we just need like one more sentence. Basketball, sports uniforms, soccer balls and recreation equipment. And I mean, is it going to go to the fees, the recreation fees for them to be part of the, and recreation fees
to defer recreation fees.
Defer and offset fees. And sponsoring our youth constituents. Mm-hmm. All right, so, and is that language okay for both? Okay, so then let's officially put it on the agenda for the sake of being proper. The VNNC funding for Delano Park, not to exceed $500. The funding will go towards basketball sports uniforms, soccer balls, and recreation equipment, and to defer and offset fees and costs for sponsoring our youth constituents.
Second.
All right, with that, I call for the vote.
In just a second. Okay. President Thomas?
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin? Secretary Hendry? Mr. Lazarevitz?
Yes. It passes. The second funding is for what park?
Delano and Van Nuys Park.
Okay, Van Nuys Park. And then we'll just use the exact same language. Yeah. Okay. And then the leftover $361.94, it would be part of outreach if Howard buys DVDs and the rest of it. So,
well, that'll come out of the P card.
Yeah, we don't have to vote on it anyway.
A big map,
which we've already established we need a big map. Huge map. With that, Team Van Nuys, it looks like we might be done with
one more.
Yes,
more?
Mr. Hendry.
Okay, would another member make a motion for reimbursement for the secretary for approximately $40 in Xerox and other original creations for the benefit of the council?
The only thing with that is that if it's not to the cent and the receipts don't come back to that amount, it's going to be denied.
It's true. Do you have the receipt on you, John?
Only just because it's going to delay it. Not that I'm against it, it's just going to delay it.
No, it's
true. I can't tell you.
Everything is being screwed up the way it is because Jeanette has not provided them with the exact receipts.
Here, Derek, I'm just going to write
I just don't have the email address
on the back of my card, and then just loop her in.
Okay, for next time?
Sure.
Okay.
Mr. President, yes. Can't you put it not just exceed $41? Because so if his receipt is $40.35...
No, they're real sticklers on this. But Mr. Secretary, if you can get that to me or Joseph or Howard, we'll be more than happy to put it on the agenda next month.
Okay, yes.
So, 8M, funding requests, are we done on that? Yes, Karina.
I know that certain people wanted to join the fund committee. Do we have to bring that to the general meeting?
No, but we could just do it to do it. I know Camby wanted to be part of the plum committee. If the two chairmen would welcome him, you guys think you could find it in your hearts to have Mr. Marabi on your plum committee? I don't know. Well, there you go, Camby. You got your first committee assignment. And then anything else? All right. Any announcements? Going once, going twice.
Try to go spend some time at Outlaw Dogs so you won't close. Please just go get a sandwich one day.
Outlaw. All right.
One.
Everyone eat at Outlaw Dogs.
One last. The question about this petition I have here, does everyone need to gather around and talk about this for 5 minutes after the meeting? Why?
No.
Well, no, not in a, not. Just in the sense of what sections there are here, who's going to reproduce it, who's going to put it on the website.
We're putting it on the website.
Okay. Yep, and then Garrick's sending it to
it's on the record that I gave it to.
No, he's sending, you have to hold on to that.
I will.
He's sending a copy to us to put on the website and one to the city attorney.
To review.
You have to hold on to that as a matter of record.
I will hold on to it. Okay, that's what I was clarifying. So that's going to be the process.
All right, you guys, it is my honor and privilege to officially adjourn the meeting.